Hello, I'm Molly, and this is Care Experts, brought to you by Care Credit and Pets Best. Together, the Care Credit credit card and Pets Best pet health insurance provide all the financial tools that can help you be the best pet parent you can be. Hello, today we are here with Dr. Don LaHoulier from the Countryside Veterinary Clinic in Jefferson, Oregon. Hi, Dr. Don.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about a very important topic, which is dental care in our dogs. So we're very excited to have your expertise with us today. So Dr. Don, can you tell us, in general, how should we care for our dog's teeth at home?
So caring for a dog's teeth is much like caring for our own teeth. It involves at-home care, but it also involves professional care. So teeth brushing at home when possible. A lot of people don't know that it's possible, but it's definitely possible to teach your dog how to have its teeth brushed. And then regular care, going into the veterinarian to have dentistry work done, not only cleaning and polishing, but also, if there's a problem tooth, is addressing that at that time as well.
Absolutely. So you would say that it is necessary to have our dog's teeth professionally cleaned?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that you can't necessarily see. Most dogs will sit there and open their mouth and say "ah" for us while we're in the exam room. And so, a lot of times we can see the outside surface of the teeth during an exam, but getting in there, measuring pockets, looking for problem areas on the inside, on the lingual surface or by the tongue or the palatal surface on the upper part of the mouth, looking at those and looking how those teeth are formed and their pockets, is there bleeding, is there evidence of infection or fractures. A lot of times those can't be seen just with an awake patient during a physical exam, and so we actually need to have them asleep with their mouth open and get in order to get inside there and really get a good feel for what's going on.
Is there a certain amount of professional cleanings that you think a dog needs in its lifetime?
We tend to recommend having the mouth evaluated and a cleaning every year. Much like humans, a lot of human dentists say once to twice a year for cleaning, and it's a lot of that same way for the pets. I have some patients that need twice a year cleanings, or their teeth become so diseased that they start to have extractions. And so in order to eliminate that possibility, we have to clean them more frequently.
And if I am one of those wonderful pet owners who can clean their dog's teeth at home, what should I use? Should I use a human toothbrush, the toothpaste I have? What should I use at home?
So in terms of toothbrush, there are animal design toothbrushes, but human toothbrushes are pretty much okay. The soft bristle brushes like most people use are okay. But when it comes to toothpaste, we definitely want to use one that's designed for pets. And so, those don't contain fluoride, which a lot of human toothpaste do. And just like in people, if you swallow too much toothpaste, you get upset stomach or have digestive issues. And it's the same way for our pets. And so there are animal designed toothpaste. The ones that I prefer tend to have an enzymatic action. And so that helps kind of break up the film on the teeth and kind of get it back to normal.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So that enzymatic action, is that what it's called on the box? How do I find it?
Yeah, usually it'll say enzymatic action or enzyme toothpaste or something along those lines.
Great. And how often should I be brushing my dog's teeth at home?
If possible, if the patient doesn't mind it, at least once a day, once to twice a day. But we always tell our clients that if you can get a brushing every day, that's fantastic. You can prevent a lot of issues and even help reduce the overall cost of the dental care of your pet just by taking the time to do that every day.
That's awesome. And if I am at home and I'm taking care of my dog's teeth, what are some signs or symptoms that my dog might need? It might be due for a professional teeth cleaning.
So when you kind of pull the lips open and look in the mouth, you might see a large buildup of calculus. So that's kind of the tan to brown, sometimes green looking, almost like makes the teeth almost look like rocks because it's really hard, sediment over the surface. If you see a lot of that building up, you know, if you start to notice foul odor, there's a painful area. Maybe you brush your teeth every day and suddenly the dog doesn't like it brushed up here on this side. And so you go, okay, you know, maybe that's something I need to have checked out.
And so now when you go into a store these days, there's tons of treats for dental health. Do those dental chews and treats work?
There's not many over-the-counter options that work very effectively. You know, they do a little bit of abrasion, but definitely not as well as a good old-fashioned teeth brushing. And so you can save a lot of money on these treats by just doing the care, just brushing the teeth at home. There are a couple that are pretty reliable brands of dental treats that are out there that do a pretty good job. They tend to be veterinary specific, or maybe you have to have a prescription for those. They work as well, but again, nothing works as well as teeth brushing.
Got it. Okay, good to know. And what are some of the consequences if I do not brush my dog's teeth?
So in the absence of brushing, we just see a more rapid buildup of that plaque. And then that plaque ends up turning into calculus. And then that calculus can start to get underneath the gum line and start to erode the bone. And that's when we start to see things like tooth root abscesses or loose teeth, maybe pain when they're chewing, or you might even see, you know, blood in the drool or a little bit of bloody discharge from the mouth because those areas are starting to bleed, and sometimes that inflammation can even extend into the oral cavity. So we can see problems with the mucosa on the inside of the cheeks where that calculus is sitting against that tissue and starts to cause kind of an erosion of that tissue and maybe a mild infection. Those are kinds of things that we start to see in the absence of dental care.
Absolutely. And I know that is referring a lot to specifically, you know, teeth issues. Mm-hmm. Are there any signs or symptoms other issues in the mouth that a dog might have?
So when we look at the mouth, a lot of times what we see is changes in chewing patterns. So, you know, maybe the dog normally is like a vacuum and just gets in the bowl and just starts chowing down. But now they're eating very slowly, which can also be a sign of other issues, but maybe that's something going on with the mouth. You know, again, the blood chewing on one side or on the other, dropping food. Maybe they never dropped their food before, but, you know, they chew and something hurts. And so they open their mouth and some food drops out. Swelling, foul odor, all those kinds of things can be evidence that maybe there's something going on in the mouth.
So in that case, excessive drooling that we would see in a dog, how do we know when it's time to investigate? Is this a mouth infection or is this just my dog really wanting this treat?
You know, usually that's kind of when it's new, right? So let's say the dog's never been a big drooler and now all of a sudden it's pouring drool out its mouth, but that's a brand new thing. That might be due to dental disease or some other body issue. But again, that would be prompting a veterinary appointment. So it's if they've always been a drooler and they're still a drooler, okay, well, then probably not. Then you're going to look at things like, does that drool have blood in it? Does it have a foul odor to it? Or does it look like maybe there's pus in it or something? That might be a sign that something's changing. But, you know, yeah, some dogs are just, they're just slobber.
They can't help it. And just one last question. What is canine stomatitis?
So stomatitis is actually inflammation of the oral tissue itself. So a little bit different than gingivitis. Gingivitis is inflammation of the gingiva, so the pink part around the tooth. But stomatitis is inflammation underneath the tongue, inflammation in the roof of the mouth or the back of the mouth, or even against the cheeks where maybe there's some calculus buildup. Then that's starting to erode into that tissue, which causes inflammation, which then leads to stomatitis.
I see. Well, Dr. Don LaHoulier, thank you so much for giving us all of this information on our dog dental health. We really appreciate your experience and your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. More episodes of Care Experts can be found at carecredit.com/careexperts. All of our featured Care Experts recommend and accept the Care Credit credit card, which is accepted at hundreds of thousands of provider locations nationwide. For more information on how Pets Best Pet Insurance can cover up to 90% of your pet's unexpected eligible veterinary expenses, visit petsbest.com. Or for more information on the CareCredit credit card, go to carecredit.com.
Thanks for joining us on Care Experts with Care Credit. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share with friends and family. And stay tuned for new episodes every week. All information, opinions, and recommendations discussed in this episode are for your information only. We believe the information sources are generally reliable, but because of possible human or mechanical error by the sources, Synchrony or its affiliates, including Care Credit, does not provide warranty to the accuracy, quality, or completeness of the information or any results obtained from it. Any statement or opinions in this episode are the doctor's alone, and included data was current to the time of creating this episode. Please consult your own advisors before using any of this information. Pet insurance coverage offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, is underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company, a New York insurance company headquartered at 6100 4th Avenue South, Suite 200, Seattle, Washington, 98108, or Independence American Insurance Company, a Delaware insurance company located at 11333 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 160, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254. Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, California agency number 0F37530, is a licensed insurance agency located at 10840 Ballantyne Commons Parkway, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Each insurer has sole financial responsibility for its own products. Please refer to your declarations page to determine the underwriter for your policy. Terms and conditions apply. See your policy for details.